Virgin Radio 104.4 at 7:41. You're live with us here on the Chris Fade Show. Last night, the Global Teacher Prize happened in Dubai. The Atlantis, the Palm was the location, and it was all with the Vaki Foundation. Now, what is it? They're basically focusing and putting the highlight on teachers across the world, with one teacher walking away with $1 million last night, pretty much.
So out of 30,000 applications, British teacher Andrea Zafarikau, who works in a school in northwest London,
a British,
walked away with the $1 million prize.
What an amazing night. It was a star-studded event. Pretty Malik and myself were honored enough to host the red carpet. The guys from Maven Marketing got in contact with us and said, hey, guys, you want to host this red carpet? And we're like, you know what? Let's do it. Pretty, you looked absolutely gorgeous.
You looked so handsome as well, I gotta say. Suited
Pretty,
up.
Where did you get your dress from? Can I just say, if you go to our Facebook page and go check out how gorgeous Pretty Malik looked. Where did you get your dress from and how much did you pay?
Global Village, China Pavilion, 170 dirhams, baby.
Yes,
love
pretty.
It. 170 dirham dress on the red carpet.
That's really? Right.
You made it look like $1 million, and that's
you.
What I love.
Thank
so
you.
We had the opportunity last night to catch up with some big stars, and you're going to hear that over the next hour here on the show. Priyanka Chopra. The one and only Lewis Hamilton.
Charlize Theron.
Like, I can't believe I stood next to her. Well done to the Vaki Foundation. Well done to everybody that was involved. The host of the night was Trevor Noah inside. Oh. Trevor Noah is for me, like...
World class.
Someone that I look up to career-wise, and he's doing everything right.
Yeah.
The fact that we got him on the red carpet was amazing. The moment I introduced him, have a listen, with a huge crowd on the red carpet last night. Check this out. Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah, make some noise, Dubai! How was it inside you? I mean, what a ceremony. What was that? That was beautiful.
It was amazing. I feel like that's how teachers should always be treated. They should just be like rock stars. And then it should just be red carpets going into schools. We should be celebrating them. Every single one of us owes something to a teacher. That's why we're here. So tonight was phenomenal. I think like the screams are deserved. The award is deserved. The recognition is deserved. Everything was phenomenal.
Real quickly, is there a teacher in your life that you remember that really paved the way for Trevor Noah and what he's doing?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Darby changed my life. He was my business economics teacher. He taught me about money when I didn't have any. He taught me about things that I never thought I'd use in my life. And I would argue because of him, it's one of the reasons I'm here today.
We are so grateful that you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, Trevor Noah once again.
Thank you again.
You're amazing,
you so
man.
Thank you so much.
He was so cool, calm and collected. The red carpet just kept going. Cricketing legend Brian Lara joined us on that red carpet.
So smooth.
They're one of the best batsmen ever, isn't it?
Ever. You're right. And we asked him about his favorite teacher to begin with, because we are celebrating teachers. But then I did ask him who's the best cricketing country in the world right now.
He took a moment.
And he answered either India or Pakistan.
Yeah.
Have a listen. Brian Lara, last night.
Yeah, well, I had quite a few teachers. Hari Ramdas, I mentioned him early on at Fatima College. He was my Spanish teacher, my cricket teacher, my football teacher. And, you know, they play such an important part. I mean, you leave your home 7 o'clock in the morning to get to school, and your parents put you in the hands of these adults. And some can lead you astray, but, you know, during my period of time at school, I had a lot of great influences by my teachers, and I was very, very proud to be a part of that.
Best cricketing country right now?
I think it's got to be India.
India! Wow! You just made a lot of the UAE happy here tonight.
Well, it's nice to be back in the UAE. I think it's always wonderful. This is my second year at this award, and I'm really looking forward to coming back and experiencing a little bit more of it.
Brian Lara, you're a legend. Thank you so much for joining us once again.
Wow, Brian Lara. And there we go. Congratulations to India. Brian Lara believes that you guys are the best cricketing country in the world. Still to come, Charlize Theron. Still to come, Priyanka Chopra.
Yep.
Still to come, Lewis Hamilton. Keep it on Virgin Radio. Morning.